And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing, the idle fleet, the soon-be-not-idle this week.
Yeah, right.
Have a great guest here. What a great show. Tom Green, SAC, spotter plane pilot, talking his perspective from high in the air of what's going on.
Yeah, we're having a great time. So much great information, great stories, and great fun, and we want you to be a part of it. Give us a call in the second hour. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-0973. It's been a very busy morning on the phones, but we got another hour of your phone calls. 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking fun, talking fishing with Tom, we've also got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on the Liberty on a full-day trip, fishing with Taro at a Fisherman's Landing. A great opportunity, and now we're crossing our fingers. The word is Friday. Yeah. That's when we're all shooting to be back and fishing, maybe even sooner. Who knows? But we're really excited, and let's hope that Friday's the day that Liberty's offshore and catching some bluefish.
Get on fishermanslanding.com, make a reservation, because you probably can't get one for the next couple weeks.
I would think, just like Wooly was saying, you know, all of us, myself very much included, are chomping at the bit to go. Yeah. And I think I would. I think I would be, you know, loads are down a little bit from some of the different boats, so,
right.
You know, there's not as many spaces as normally was.
I think Liberty's only 30, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard the number, but I can try and confirm for it. But, yeah, I'm with you. Get your spot because it's going to be real good.
Hey, also, mark your calendar. It's going to happen. It's on. It's our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. It's going to be Saturday, June 20th, just a couple weeks away at Encinitas Ford with Mark Wheeler. Your chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher, limited load, 8-day trip in November. Hey, and the Searcher is celebrating their 50th anniversary, so this trip is prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. And also, you can win a trip on the Blackjack, thanks to Steve over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to give away a set of AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, the ultimate foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Lots of giveaways, too, just for showing up. We have flat fall jigs. We have a lot of AFCO gear. Just a ton of great stuff. All you have to do is just show up. Hey, check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, June 20th at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camarillo in Encinitas. We will be practicing social distancing, and make sure that you have a mask on, too, when you come, for sure. Speaking of the Searcher,
good timing.
In the 50th anniversary, Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher. What's up, Art?
Morning, Art.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great.
We're doing great. We were just talking about that 8-day trip that we are so proud and excited to get to be given away to one of our lucky participants at our Ford Dealers Remote, and what an awesome opportunity to go aboard that beautiful boat.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for allowing us to participate there. That's going to be a great trip. It's had a great time of the year there for the Ridge and that general area. You know, hopefully there'll be warm water and lots of wahoo around. So we're looking forward to that.
Awesome.
That sounds good to
hear. So on an 8-day trip like that, is Guadalupe an option, or are you likely just going to beeline it in November down to the Ridge?
You know, Guadalupe is definitely an option, but, you know, we had a request from a core group of people that have made the trip to Guadalupe Island a couple times, and, you know, they all want to try and catch a wahoo. So I would say the prime destination is going to be the Ridge or the Rocks on that trip.
Right on, man. All right. God, that sounds fun.
Sounds cool. So talk about the 50th anniversary of the Cape Polaris.
Yeah.
I mean, the Searcher.
Well, yeah, May 24th was the anniversary of the launch date.
And you can go on our website and see some, you know, vintage photographs of the launch and everything. It was launched as the Cape Polaris. Bill and Ingrid Poole had it built and constructed. And a cool thing, if you have a minute, Celia said, keep this date open. And I thought, okay. And so she said, yeah, we're going on a road trip, and didn't tell me where. And we got in the car, and she said, we're going to Costa Mesa. We're going to go find the area where Dietmar Donaldson was.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we're going to try and retrace the steps of the boat, you know, going down Newport Boulevard to the Lido shipyard to get launched. And so it was a great day. We drove up there and we walked around and found the block where Dietmar and Donaldson was established on 16th Avenue there, and Newport Boulevard there in Costa Mesa. And, you know, it all made sense. You know, you just go half a block and make a right and go south on Newport Boulevard, and then you make a left to go onto Lido Island and where Lido Shipyard was. So it was about a mile trip for the boat on a trailer to get down there to be launched. It was a cool day. So it was great to experience that and kind of get some more history of 50 years.
I can just, again, close my eyes and picture the then Cape Polaris, now Searcher, driving down Newport Boulevard, you know, for a mile on dry land. That's what I'm saying.
Holy mackerel.
That's so cool.
Do you have photos on your website of that?
Not of the boat on the trailer, but the boat in the ways to be launched. So, yeah,
okay.
SearchersportFishing.com. And it was just a really, really cool day. And you know, we reconnected with Ingrid, and she got the scrapbooks out and provided us with some more photo history of everything. So it's just it's pretty cool to think about 50 years of service for that boat. And we're just really, really blessed and lucky to be an owner of such a great boat.
Indeed. For sure.
And she's just, she's so beautiful. Like, I mean, I mean this in the most positive way. Like, it just doesn't seem possible that boat's 50 years old.
No.
It's in better shape now than it was when it was launched. I mean, it's beautiful, and you guys have done such a good job, especially with this downtime. I mean, I look out the back door of Fisherman's Landing and see guys busy doing projects on the Searcher every single day, and it's just a testament to the hard work that you and Celia and your entire crew have put into that boat. She's just perfect. I love it. I absolutely love that boat.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. And you know, we did a little cosmetic work in the bunk rooms in the lower compartments this time, and so we had the overhead down and replaced the overhead in the hallways there with new plywood and just because it needed it. And you know, you take the old plywood down that's 50 years old. And then you look at the all the paint that's that was underneath that plywood, where you know all the air conditioning vents are, and the wire runs from the wheelhouse to the engine room, and that sort of thing. And all that paint that was put on 50 years ago is still there and evident, and it's in great condition. It's really remarkable. I mean, the boat was. Very well constructed, and there was a lot of care taken when they put that thing together. So it's great to see that stuff.
I love that.
That is
so cool.
Well, Art, what's up for the Searcher? When are you going fishing?
Well, we're one step closer here. We're hoping that tomorrow we're going to get some more clarification from the county health department about guidelines for reopening. So we're one step closer, and so we're hoping that tomorrow we're going to get some more definitive news as to when we can reopen. And you know, it's going to happen here soon, so we're excited. And you know, as soon as we get the green light, then we're probably going to, even though our first trip isn't until the last weekend in June on our schedule, we're going to have some day and a half trips on the books there with Fisherman's Landing. So we're going to get started. We're excited.
Yeah, and you guys have been through some pretty rigorous training so far on keeping the boat healthy and keeping your passengers healthy, right?
Well, that's what it's all about is, yes, you know, we had a two-hour meeting with the crew and went over the reopening plan and all the steps that we need to take in order to keep the crew and our passengers safe. And that's what it's about. It's about getting out there and showing everybody that we're going to be doing it the right way so that it we get consumer confidence so that people know when they come down to the searcher and they go fishing on a however long trip it is that they're going to be safe. And that's the bottom line. That's what we want.
Indeed. Well, Art, congratulations on continuing the Bill Poole tradition of the Cape Polaris, now the Searcher, 50 years in the making, and we're just very excited to get out on the boat and go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those live remotes at those Ford dealerships, I've been lucky to participate in one of those, and they're fun. I mean, you know, everybody gathered there at the Ford dealership and all the giveaways and prizes that you guys have and the casting contest. And it's just a fun morning. It's great. And it's really cool that you're doing that. And, you know, everybody that, has the ability to get out and do that, then, I would recommend it highly.
Indeed, yeah, and thanks to all the people that make it possible, Mark at Encinitas Ford, all the Ford dealers, and of course you and Art Acelia for giving away that great prize, and all our helpers too. I know Tommy P will be there, and Arnie will be there, and Adam's going to come out and help us too.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Cowboy's going to make it, but we'll see about that, and just a lot of great people that are support staff.
Yeah, the crew that we have are just the hard-working, great guys and great buds, and things wouldn't happen without all the hard work from everybody. And I just can't wait. They're so much fun, and casting contest is a good time. And it's just like you said, we're gonna practice our social distance, and we're gonna have people with masks. But it's gonna be very nice to be around people that enjoy the same thing that we do. Like, this could be, you know, the first time having a little get together. You know, obviously very, you know, safety at first, but be nice to get together with a bunch of fishermen again. And I can't wait for that.
For sure. Hey, Art, are you ready for Tom to put you on some fish?
You know, I was hoping that there'd be a couple seconds there to give a shout-out to Tom. His services have been invaluable for us in the sport fishing fleet here for the last several years. He's just phenomenal at what he does, and we're very grateful for him out there working hard for us. And so thank you very much to Tom for what he does for us. And, you know, it's great that he goes out there and he spots the fish and tells us where the fish are. But, you know, one of the things that we talk about all the time in the fleet is that, yeah, it's great to know where they are, but it's also really valuable to know where they aren't. I mean, so that we're not going out there and wasting a bunch of time and fuel and energy in areas where there isn't anything. So it's great to know where they're at, but it's also great that he gets out there and scours the ocean for us there in traditional areas that we have caught fish in the past, but, you know, he makes a loop around those areas and doesn't see any birds or any bait or any fish. So we know that, you know, we don't need to go out there and check that. So that is really, really invaluable information. So thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, you know what? For the last 3-4 years working with you guys, I have had a blast. And I'm here to tell you the skippers on these sport boats are unbelievable great fishermen. They know what they're doing. They're on top of it, and it's fun to work with good fishermen.
I mean, like you know, like Art's saying, one afternoon loop can save the fleet, you know, days worth of driving and trying and fuel burn and everything else like that. That's a good relationship.
No, yeah, and it is. It's been a lot of fun for me.
That's cool.
Thank you, Captain
Thanks
Art Taylor
again,
of the Searcher, and thank you for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Don't forget, we have 2 Let's Talk Hookup trips scheduled, day-and-a-half trips. They're on the Searcher website, searchersportfishing.com, as well as our trips page of letstalkhookup.com. And Art, we're looking forward to getting aboard the Searcher.
Thank you so much for the time, Pete, and take care.
All right. Thanks, congratulations, Eric, on the 50th year. That's for sure. Cool. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Jam-packed they are. Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Morning. Very good.
Great.
I got two questions. One is for Pete. When are you going to get Adam back in the studio? And the next one is for Tom. You really enlightened me today because I didn't know that they put the tuna in a pen. And is that considered wild caught when you go to buy it at the store?
Well, I'm not sure how they would consider that. They consider that farm fish, but
they do.
It's wild fish. The thing is, they aren't pumping them full of steroids. They're not giving them any antibiotics, and the only thing they're eating is sardines.
Yeah.
So it's just like wild caught, except they don't have to swim 100 miles to get their bait. They bring the, you know, it's carry out.
Yeah. Yeah, carry out. Yeah. And that's why they're fat increases.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they're
so
after.
So that's all you feed them is
sardines.
There's no anchovy.
If they have trouble getting sardines, they'll get the anchovies, but they like the sardine better because it's a higher oil content in the sardines.
Okay.
That's why the sardine is their bait of choice.
Okay.
Makes a better
product. Yeah, exactly.
All right, very good. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. Hey, my question is, I hear him talk about the areas he flies over, but is there a blog or something? Where do you post this information? Like, you know, I heard you flew around the up here by Orange County. Do you post that information anywhere, or does that go to your clients?
It goes strictly to the clients. I've got a buddy of mine, Carl Sparunas. He does some work for some of the sports and this and that, and he kind of covers that, but I fly just strictly for the SAC.
Yeah. And then your commercial.
And then of course. Yeah. My real job.
Your real job. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And, you know, there was a previous caller that asked about when we're going to get Adam back in the studio. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. July, they're speculating July that they might bring us back in the studio at the fan there. But in the meantime, Dave, our guy, manning the phones, and the board here has been doing a fantastic job, and we sure appreciate him. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting back in the studio.
As soon as possible, we'll answer your question. We assure you that. Adam's definitely still part of the team, and we are just very anxious to get the band back together.
Yes, indeed. Look who's on the line.
Yeah.
Captain John Collins. What's up, John?
Hi, John.
Hey. Hi, Pete, Rick, Tom. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hi, buddy.
Thanks for taking time off the lake to call us.
Well, it wasn't too hard to do that. They're all closed, so right when we had all that great fishing on the lake that Ryan and Sanford were fishing with me on, they closed it up right after we had those fabulous days on the lake. So been history.
Yeah.
In any event, you know what? I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows just how hard Ken Franke worked on getting everything back in line again. I mean, I can't give that guy enough accolades for what he did.
That's great. It's great to know.
Absolutely incredible what he's done to get us back in business again. I have a trip leaving this Saturday, and we're on pins and needles to get the final approval to go. It's an 8-day trip on the Independence. And then five days after we get back off that, I got an 8-day trip on the Royal Polaris, and we're all just anticipating on getting to go. I get numerous calls every day wanting to know what's going on. So I can only tell you that as soon as we get the word, it will be posted immediately. I'm sure every website's going to have it on there.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. And the cool thing is, like we've talked about, all the boats are practicing safe protocols, and doing an amazing job with the guidance of Captain Ken Franke. He's done an amazing job of putting that all together with his team at SAC. And we're very, very fortunate to have Ken and his team on our side.
It's incredible what he's done. It really is incredible. And I can't tell you enough of what the boats are doing to protect the people that are going on the boats. It's a better plan than any business has that's operating right now. Totally.
No question. No question.
I mean, totally.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that everybody, any concerns about going sport fishing on these boats, I honestly believe you don't have a thing to worry about.
Yep.
I like hearing that, John.
All right, John. Well, thanks for that, and good luck on that Independence trip.
Well, I'm sure hoping. I got my fingers crossed.
I think you're going.
I think so, too.
I think it's a pretty good. In fact, we're supposed
so
to have.
Too.
We're supposed to have Mark Paisano in the studio in our office here next Saturday. So, I think
next Saturday.
Yeah, is he running the trip?
Oh, really? He's supposed to. He told me. I talked to him yesterday, and he said it looked like he was running the trip.
Okay, well,
sounds maybe, like you guys have a 9 a.m. departure.
Yeah, maybe 9 a.m. departure. We'll see. I'll have to work with Mark and see see about his schedule for sure.
We'll give him a few minutes to go from the office to the boat, and it'll be already fired
not
up
far.
And ready to go.
Yeah, fortunately, from the world headquarters, we can look over and see the Point Loma office. So
yeah.
He doesn't have a long ways to go. If the show ends at 9, he could be pushing the sticks forward at about 9:05.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds good. Well, you got a good guest coming on the boat, and I'm sure that he's going to have a lot of good things to say.
All right. Thanks John, appreciate your input. Appreciate the call this morning. Good luck on the trip. Let's go ahead and jump back in the jam-packed phones.
Sounds good, buddy. How about we talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
For taking my call. Question is, when you're up in the plane, how do you differentiate from the skipjack, yellowfin, bluefin? Do you got binos that back down on the fish or what?
You know, after 48 years, I better be able to tell the difference without the binoculars. but you know, the skipjack are simple, and the yellowfin and bluefin can be difficult, but skipjack, bonita, all that, very, very, very simple.
Is it just the shape of the school, the way they swim, the color? I mean, is it just when you've done it for that long, you look at it and like, that's that and that's that? No
yeah,
question.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, yellowfin, bluefin, some of them, they shine a little different. If you really want to know, you can pick up the binoculars and try to look at their pecs. Mm-hmm. You know, the difference between the bluefin and the yellowfin pecs. And that is really them. But I've got a pair of binoculars. I don't think I've taken them out of the case three times in the last year.
The pectorals on the yellowfin are longer.
Longer, right.
Yeah. Here's an interesting thing. The yellowfin we caught this past week were, I mean, you brought them on the boat and they looked very bluefin-like. But Sean from Fisherman's Processing said, here's an easy way to tell whether it's a bluefin or a yellowfin. Because when they're smaller, they're, you know, a little harder to identify. You take the pectoral fin, and if it touches the eye, it's a yellowfin. And that's an easy way to tell because they have longer pectoral fins. If it doesn't touch the eye, then likely it's a bluefin. Yeah, so.
When the two are side by each,
yeah, you can
tell. There's just no doubt. There's just no doubt. But I know what you're saying. I mean, especially with the grade of the yellowfin, you know, I mean, if a guy catches a 50-pound tuna, you know, locally to San Diego, the odds of it being a yellowfin are pretty darn low in a normal year. You know, we just don't see fish of that size very often, and this year we are. I mean, there's been several 50-pound yellowfin already this season. And, you know, and 30-pounders are not uncommon, so I get it. You know, I mean, you know, it's easy at some point to say, oh, a big one's a bluefin, a small one's a yellowfin.
Yeah.
But when the two are next to each other, there's absolutely no
You, you know, no another good way to tell is if there's a sport boat nearby and he drags feathers over his school and nothing bites, it's usually bluefin.
Bluefin, yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's go ahead and find out what's happening. Your saltwater guide, fishdope.com recorder, Dave Hansen, is standing by.
Yeah, he is. And today, that catch report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Tom, Pete. Hey, my dad just sent me a text message saying that himself and Dick Helgren were both there to watch the launching of the Cape Polaris. So we don't need any pictures. We can just talk to him. He'll tell us all about it. And you know, my dad, he wants to tell us. So, fishing. Huh, let's go, San Diego. Everything's biting. It's so good right now. Like I said in my game plan the other day, I'm so excited about this Barracuda. This Barracuda's been missing out of the bite for a while, Ricky. You got to be excited. You got all that iron hanging in your shop that the Barracuda just loved to eat that iron. I mean, we all grew up fishing Barracuda on iron. That's where we all learned how to fish iron. And there's Barracuda spread out from the Mexican border all the way up to Santa Monica Bay. There was a couple of good hits at Huntington Beach, or excuse me, outside of Huntington on the Horseshoe. There's been very good Barracuda fishing at Catalina for over a month now, and we knew that that stuff had to be roaming around somewhere on the coast. And when we've had really good Barracuda fishing, I don't want to jinx anything, but, man, that sand bass seems to always follow that Barracuda right into the Southern California bite. So that would be pretty exciting. And I know Tom said he hasn't seen any of those fish with the long fins out there, but maybe next year with this Barracuda showing up, which has been out of our bite for a while, that could be something on the horizon, especially with the phenomenal amount of anchovies that are out there. My goodness, everybody talks about the anchovies they're seeing everywhere in the channel going back and forth to Clemente and Catalina. Look at the yellowtail fishing at Clemente. A couple of sport boats got over there. We knew it was there because the private boaters have been going over there and getting a handful every once in a while, but you don't really know what's there till the sport boats get there with the sonar and the 30 or 40 or 50 scoops of bait, and then you find out, oh, there is a bunch of them over there. So the whole front side of Clemente is polluted with yellowtail. Catalina, it's been the place to be for the last month. It's just insane. Calico bass are spawning, yellowtail, white sea bass, live squid over there. And then look at what's going on below the border. Why are there so much yellowfin mixed in with the bluefin, Tom? That doesn't make any sense, especially in May and June. But whatever, we're going to take every single thing they have to offer us. We're going to get those boats from San Diego down there, and we're going to start bringing those fish back to our houses for dinner. They're all invited to come to our houses for dinner.
Yes. All right. And fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have been doing a phenomenal job keeping people on the fish every day. The charts that they have there, the daily fish reports, everything about fishdope.com, it's a must-have for your arsenal, for your knowledge about what's going on the water. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, I was recommending, somebody was asking me about how do you put a balloon on a kite, and I said, you got to get Captain Dave's Your Saltwater Guide video, and it'll show you how to do it.
Absolutely, Pete. Thank you very much. Yeah, for $4.99, you'll never wonder again. And I want to bring up one other thing real quick before I hang up. Brian Woolley touched on something that's super important. The new normal is going to be you have to make a reservation, gang. The new normal, you're not going to be able to go to a landing and just walk on a boat because we're all taking every precaution known to man, and the loads are going to be half loads. And everybody wants to go fishing. I talked to all my sponsors, all the tackle companies. They're selling stuff like they can't even – they've never seen the economy as good as it is right now. So I guarantee you when those boats start to leave the docks, there's not going to be any openings. So you better get your reservations in there as quick as possible. Sorry I took so much time. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next – or talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Great report. When we come back, we're taking your phone calls. Lots more great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been a very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get your shot, we still got plenty of time. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-0973.
All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phones. They're anxious to talk to Tom. But in the meantime, I want to mention, too, one of our new sponsors, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Boy, Rourke's told me he's gotten some great response from our listeners. And if you have stains on your pool tile, call Rourke. He's a great fisherman, great guy, and gives a great deal to our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And sdpooltilecleaning.com. Give you an estimate over the phone or online, and he'll take care of you.
You had said last time that he was a fisherman. Boy, I can confirm it because he had the dreaded day that all of us did. Rourke came by the tackle store, and we were BSing, and like, how's it going? I was like, oh, just a West Marine, man. That place is never cheap. You know, anybody that's got a boat, I know he's got a Grady. Like, anybody that's got a boat knows that the West Marine trip is never an easy one in the pocketbook, man.
No.
It doesn't matter what you're going in there for. You could be going in for a 25-cent screw, and next thing you know, you got a bag full of stuff that you didn't need, but you had to have anyways. But, yeah, definitely a fisherman and a good dude. Rourke came by the shop, and we had a good time.
And he'll do amazing. He'll bring your pool tile back to like new condition and safely too. That's the most important thing. Is he told me there's a lot of kind of fly by night outfits out there that will damage your tile or potentially damage your tile. They are very, very professional and they know exactly what to do. So sdpooltilecleaning.com, check them out.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed. We're gonna jump into them. Chuck and Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bye, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. So get to meet Adam at the Ford dealer finally. I always ask him.
Yeah, Adam's going to come out and help us out. Yeah, it's going to be an unusual deal for him, for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Can't wait. Now, you know, when I hear these reports from you on the airplane, I don't know about everybody else, but it's like a shot of coffee, of caffeine. You know, it's like, no way, mile wide, 4 miles long. And, you know, it just gets your blood pumping, just listening to it. But my question is, all the stuff you see, because I watch all this Discovery stuff, and those big bluefin will swim in a chevron to cover more ground and hunt for food and stuff. Do you ever take pictures of that? I mean, you're missing a pretty good market. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would buy those pictures. You got to see some incredible stuff, you know, just the size of those fish and the schools and stuff. I bet you, I buy them myself, I know. It just makes me excited looking and listening to it.
I enjoy taking pictures, but half the time I forget about the camera. But I've got a partner. We used to fish together a lot. His name's Carl. He's got a Instagram page. Honestly, I don't. It might be Air Pelikia. I should have looked it up.
It is for sure.
Air Pelikia. Yeah. Uh-huh. And this guy takes phenomenal photos, and he sells them. And his photos make mine look bad, and mine, honestly, are pretty good.
Yours are pretty good. In fact, you sent me some photos that I'll be posting on our Instagram and Facebook page, which are going to blow your mind. But like I say, Carl will sell the photos if you're looking for photos.
Yeah, if you're looking for photos. He puts calendars together, and I was talking to him the other day, and he really should give the people the choice of photos for their calendars and then make up the calendars for them.
A killer glossy hang in your office.
Right.
I mean, the photos, like you say, are just, if you're talking about, you know, all those Nat Geo, Blue Planet, I mean, this is it, man.
Oh, yeah,
I
it really is. And his, like I say, they're, yeah. Matter of fact, I've got the lens that he threw away. That's what I use because he got a better one.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, jumping right back into him. John and Escondido's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I got one question before I make a comment, and that was Friday morning. I got the best phone call, and it was from Frank Lepreski himself saying, "Are you going fishing?" And you know when you get the phone call from Frank that you're going fishing. So the answer was yes.
That's cool.
And then my question would be, back in the day, we used to be able to go down and fish around the tuna pins. You couldn't get close, but you could fish around them. I think it's some of the stragglers of the guys who were saying, "Hey, you forgot me. I'm not in the net." You know, are you still allowed to do that?
You know what? I don't know. If they run you off, they run you off, and if they don't, they don't. But yeah, no. That's every morning when I'd go out, I'd always fly over the pins to see if there was a school hanging next to them that I might want to catch.
Oh.
But yeah, when they're in the fishing area, yeah, no, that was one of the very first things I would check are the pins.
Mexican law says that you're not supposed
to be there. Okay,
well, there you go. Yeah. Anytime, you know, there's a certain distance that you need to avoid from any type of commercial activity. So technically the days of, like, driving right up to the pins and dropping on a, you know, school that was following the pins is not allowed, You know, like Tom also said, if you get run off, you get run off. There, you know, there's plenty of people that I'm sure have, but to follow the law, you definitely are not allowed to be within, I think it's several hundred yards of commercial operation.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to cast into the pen, do you?
You're definitely not allowed to do
that's
that.
Not allowed.
Yeah. No, I'll run you off if you
want. Hey. Yeah, if you get buzzed by the airplane, you're too close.
Thanks a lot for the call.
How about Ryan and Irvine up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Ryan, good morning.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I got a question. I got two questions for Tom.
All right.
And when you're upline and you're looking at these bluefin and yellowfin schools, how do you do the math to calculate how big are they in kilos and how big is the school itself?
Great question.
You know, that comes from when we used to catch them, not for the pins, but when we used to catch them, every time I'd sit on a school and we'd catch them, they would tell me how much they caught by how much went into the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after 40 years of that, I know I can look at a size of the school and say, oh, yeah, it's this big.
Yeah.
And my estimations are usually no more than 5 or 10 tons either side of it. Now, when we start talking 200-300-ton schools, that's a different story. But under 50-ton school, if I'm over 3, 4, or 5 tons off, it's normally what it is.
And you're judging, you know, you'd said, you know, we had 80 kilo fish. You can judge fish size from the air.
Oh, yeah, no. No, you can really well. I had a partner named Bob Bacon. He's a phenomenal fisherman, one of the best. And he could tell at nighttime what size the fish were.
Come on.
Oh,
no.
Well, you know, he was insane. He was unbelievable.
I think that is just so cool to
yeah.
me. I just dig that. And when you're seeing those fish, are they often, I mean, is it just, is the ball of them so tight it's just one mass? Do you see an individual fish? I mean, I've got to see some of your photos, and it looks like both of those scenarios exist. But.
Well, yeah, they all exist. But even when it's real tight, you can still see the backs.
Okay.
You can see the fish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
Come on.
I love it, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I just got a text from our guardian angel, Captain Ken Frankie from SAC, and he said on the SAC website, which is californiasportfishing.org, they have a spotter plane logo on the top right. If you click on that, you'll see spotter plane pilot pictures taken by Tom Green.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
on there.
Great.
So go to the website, californiasportfishing.org, and click on the SAC spotter plane, and you'll see some pretty cool pictures.
Yeah,
sure.
I hope to get
and
some
he also,
today.
He also noted, too, stay away from the pens.
Oh,
that's Mexican law.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Sounds good to me. Mike in Allied Gardens is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm standing 6 feet away from the phone. Ha ha. Hey, one thing on the front page of the sports section in the Union Tribune, there's a great big article about wishing that they would open up the fishing. So
yeah, we talked about that earlier by Bryce Miller. Yeah. Bryce did an excellent job working with some people there. And
yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the second question was, so say the Liberty goes out, it's going to be kind of like a limited load. You'd be 6 feet apart. Can the crew still, like, tie on your hooks and do that kind of stuff that, at least for me, I need them to do?
Yes. I mean, everything will be taken care of in a normal fashion. As we had said, you know, the guys are going to do the very best that they can on sanitization and making sure everything is clean and ready to go, but you will still receive the same amount of service that you always have. But I think in the very beginning, they're not going to do the bunks until they get that part kind of figured out a little bit. But, yes, everything will happen, and the same high level of service that you've always had on the Liberty will still exist. Appreciate it very much.
All
hopefully,
right. Thanks a lot for the
hopefully
call.
You get them when you get out there, Mike. Good luck on that. Bob in Lakeside is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad to hear that everything is going to get somewhat back to normal.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah. Tom, I was just wondering, I mean, I imagine you put in thousands of hours up there, and I mean, what in your estimation is the most incredible thing you've seen? I mean, I'm sure you've seen whales and everything else, and you might have even seen shipwrecks and everything. What's the most amazing thing that you have seen in your time in the air?
You know, that's a tough call because, you know, we were talking about earlier, I saw 28 killer whales attack a blue whale down on Cabo. That was in 74, and that was an amazing. And then I saw three killer whales attack some sperm whales outside here, and that was just absolutely insane. I'm telling you, if people had seen what I saw, there wouldn't be near as many of those little Shamu dolls being sold. Because I'm telling you, they are brutal.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
So that would be right up there, but you know, it's every day is like that for me. Even when I don't see anything, it's amazing.
Our buddy Luke Burson, who is a good friend of the show, he was saying that one that Tom is his most favorite, best guest ever, and he said if you ever have a chance, ask him about his strange occurrence flying at night. He said he enjoyed hearing stories. He did a trip to Cedros when you were there, and said that was his most favorite fish story he's ever been told.
I wouldn't know which one it was. I honestly,
yeah, too many stories?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know which one it was.
How many years of stories?
Pardon me?
How many years of stories you have?
Oh, well, I've been 48 years in the air.
So we can't do 48 years in one two-hour show, that's for sure.
Well, then let's make this happen
again. Yeah, we'll do it
again.
I'm
not done. I got more than I need to hear. This is great.
For sure. But flying at night, is it freaky?
You know, it was at the beginning, in the beginning, but now I love flying at nighttime. Nighttime is the fishery is so much fun at night. It's so much more exciting. It's fun to see, and it's almost guaranteed. You know, daytime, the fish can see the net and then get away, but at nighttime, they're afraid of that fire when that net fires up.
Okay.
And that was always the greatest thing about nighttime flying is if you got around a school in a good set, 90% chance you were going to catch it.
I mean, really? It makes sense as you describe it. Before today, I had no idea that that was done at all. Like makes sense as you describe it, but I didn't think that you would put boats, you know, on fish at night ever. Like, I didn't think that was ever even a thing, you know. You're talking about having thousands of hours of nighttime fishing.
And the thing is, you can only do it when it's pitch black. As soon as the moon comes up, you got the reflection on the water and you lose the...
Okay.
And the best time is maybe a 1,000-foot ceiling and maybe 5 miles visibility. So, I mean, it's black, so you can see anything. I've seen fish 40 fathoms deep.
Wow.
I've seen fish so deep that we'd set on it, and we couldn't catch it because they were below the net, and I couldn't figure out. I mean, we're making good sets, and finally one of the boats ran on top of the school, and it was marking 40 fathoms deep.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's jump right back into it. Steve in San Pedro's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning, guys. Great show. I've got a question about bluefin tuna and Guadalupe Island. So back in the day, my family's from Pedro. We had a bunch of fishing tuna boats. And we used to, go out there and go to Guadalupe Island, and at nighttime we'd sit and we'd catch bluefin tuna all the time, and, like back in the, 60s or 70s. And then, last, 20 years or so, it seems like the fish have dried up there. So, Tom, I'm just kind of wondering, what do you think? Do you think those fish might migrate back up into Guadalupe?
You know, it's quite strange because when we're fishing, 10 years ago, we did a lot of fishing around Guadalupe, but never up against the island. It was always 20, 25 miles off the island. But I haven't really seen the schools up against Guadalupe like they used to be. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've flown nighttime.
Bluefin.
Yeah, bluefin. I've flown nighttime at Guadalupe fishing.
Did you land on Guadalupe?
Oh, no. Well, I have. No. When I'm fishing out of Mexico, I've landed on Guadalupe during the day.
Yeah.
But I was fishing Guadalupe nighttime, but I was flying out of the U.S. at that time.
Out of the U.S. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, when you fly into like Cedros at night, I mean,
you can't fly nighttime in Mexico.
Oh, you can't.
No,
fly nighttime
you have
in
to
Mexico.
Be on the ground before the sun sets.
Okay.
So all that nighttime flying is out of the U.S.
Out of the U.S. And then I've flown for the Mexican company, but I'll have to come up and take off out of the U.S. and I'll go down
but you
and
can,
fish offshore
you can
and
in,
then come back.
You can be in Mexican waters at night
right,
in the air.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the air when the Navy's doing some of their war games? Is that, do you just like,
got,
see, do you
I've
see
got,
stuff that,
I've got, I,
yeah, he's like, oh, I got to get out of here kind of
I've,
thing.
Yeah, and I've got some great photos of the aircraft carriers. I was on a school, I don't know how much time you got, but I was.
Enough.
You
I
know what?
Hear it.
speaking of the military, I do want everybody to remember that today, June 7th, was a great day for America. That was D-Day.
D-Day.
And
indeed.
We should celebrate and thank all the ones that sacrificed for us today.
That was a big day in
but
American history.
I was on a school of skipjack, about 40-ton school. I know because we caught it. I saw an aircraft carrier coming at me. He's 15 miles away, oily, slick, calm day, and he's coming straight at me. I call him on the radio and ask him to turn just a little bit because I was on a school. I mean, if it was windy, I could see why he wouldn't turn.
Sure.
But it was oil that day. So I asked him to turn, and he said, this is USS Warship, blah, 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 and we're not turning.
Yeah.
Well, it made me mad, so I stayed on the school. They came underneath me, and I had my boat coming. They came right underneath me launching airplanes. I was talking to the boats, and they couldn't hear me because of the roar of the jets.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. And the jets were like, get the heck out of here?
They went right on past. I stayed on the school, and then we caught the school, and I thought, oh, boy, that was dumb. The only reason I'm telling this story, it happened 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, man, I'm probably going to get in trouble here.
Yeah.
But come to find out, any commercial operation, everybody is supposed to give way to commercial fishing operation.
Oh, really?
So they
Even
were
the
in
Navy?
The wrong. Might makes right.
Of course, they have bigger guns.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
going to say,
yeah,
always,
exactly
always
right.
Yield to the guy with the bigger gun.
Yeah, that's a big one for sure. Indeed. Okay, let's try and sneak in one quick one.
You got it. How about Matt from Montclair up on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Matt.
Hi, morning, guys. I had a roundtable question. When forming a private boat or code group, what info and facts help to ask before going offshore?
You mean of buddies or I'm not sure.
Yeah, correct. Like other private boaters.
I think just coming up with a game plan and like, Tom was talking about how important it is to find good water and equally bad water and have people that you can trust and share your information with and make sure they're people that can get info to you and back and I don't know how to.
Well, like Art Taylor was talking about, what Tom does is it helps him avoid being where the fish aren't,
yeah,
and saving time. And that's what a code group, that's what like fishdope.com does for you. It helps you avoid being where you shouldn't be. And that's why it's nice to have friends on the water. There's no question about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on board the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, great time today, great fishing, and so many cool stories. The winner of that big trip on board the Liberty is Steve in San Pedro. Steve, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that Liberty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I want to thank Tom Green. We talked about a website that Carl Savonis puts pictures on. It's Air Pelikia, and to spell Pelikia, it's P-I-L-I-K-I-A.
That's his Instagram account.
That's his Instagram
and I'm
account.
Not real sure Air about Pelikia. The rest. Yeah,
Air Pelikia. P-I-L-I-K-I-A.
Yeah. And you owe it to yourself to go on there and look at those photos. They're incredible.
Yeah.
They are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, all right. Well, Tom, thank you for what you do for the fleet. Thank you for what you do for us at Let's Talk Hookup and Sport Fishing Association. You're a tremendous asset. And the stories you tell, we've got to have you back.
This was so much fun, man.
I had a blast today when we were walking in. I said, well, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours? I can't believe it's already over.
Yeah.
But then that's fishermen.
See, we could talk another 2 hours, right? The stories you tell, we could do like all fish talk all the day, all day here, if that's. But, Tom, thank you for what you do. And I'll bet we're going to hear from you from the air next weekend.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
Can't wait,
that's going to be good, putting us on the fish, and that's going to be fantastic.
We're ready. I guarantee you we're all ready. Everybody,
yeah.
We got the fever.
Yeah, and let's just hope and pray that this is the week
the
San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet gets to go back, and thanks to all the people that made that possible, and thanks to all the support that all the listeners that we have and all the people in the Sport Fishing Fleet have given the fleet, and most of all, go fishing.
Yeah.
That's
next Saturday when you listen to the show, we might be having live on the water reports,
and we're ready for it. Let's hope so. Speaking of next Saturday, we hope We're going to have Mark Paisano from the Independents, maybe Paul Strasser, too. We'll connect with Mark and make sure of that.
I thought that was fun. Every once in a while you hear about guests that are to be determined. You heard live on the air how sometimes that happens.
It's like, well, no, we may be going fishing. So. John Collins says, oh, yeah, he may be running the boat, so we'll see what happens. But that's going to be a great show. And then next Sunday from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Doug Kern will be here. That'll be a really great time and a really great show next Saturday and Sunday. And again, I want to take a minute to just say thank you to all our sponsors here on Let's Talk Hookup, all those that are associated with the fishing industry, especially those that aren't running right now. Thank you for all those people for your continued support. Thanks to all the great people outside the fishing industry, like Poway Valley Collision and Ford and all that. Thank you for your support. We couldn't be here without you. And thanks, of course, to Dave in the studio there at the Fan. Thanks for all the hard work. And, of course, Adam for all he does on our app, our Let's Talk Hookup app. You have to download our app. It's a great way to listen and to follow and to listen to archives and such like that. And we will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.